producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Christopher, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. My question is, how do I respond to a recent breakup email from my girlfriend?
An email?
So we had been together for 13 months. Things were pretty serious. All out of the blue, she was going away with her family to out of the country. And right before that, so that there would be no way for me to do anything about it, she sent me a breakup email out of the blue.
And that's kind of icky.
That I should not contact. Yeah.
Wow. All right, let me get a little... So sorry, Christopher. I mean, look, breakups always suck. But there are classy ways to break up, and there are unclassy ways. And this one is right up there with the unclassy... real down there with the unclassy ones. All right, let me get a little more information from you. How old are you?
I'm 34.
And how old is she?
31.
How often did you see each other?
We saw each other most of the weekend, usually one, sometimes two nights a week.
Have there been any recent disagreements?
We never really fought. We did have disagreements, things I'd say, hey, I wish you would do this differently. I kind of thought that she wasn't completely committed to me, kind of kept me on the back burner, and prioritized her friends and family more than me. She did, I guess, say things that she disagreed with, you know, what I was doing as well.
What did she disagree with you doing?
Well, she's a teacher. She's not working right now. Well, I guess she just started up again. But, you know, over the summer, it's my busiest season at work. I'd come home and I'd be tired after work, and she would be ready to go, wanting to do things, and so she didn't think I had a high energy level.
So did the two of you live together?
No, we didn't live together.
Okay. Did her parents approve of you?
They were lukewarm about me.
Because that's what it sounds like. It sounds like this was a relationship. You hear me all the time say, it takes 6 to 9 to 12 months to really get to know somebody. So,
right.
I mean, the breakups that happen in the first couple of months are relatively, I mean, they happen, but, I mean, if you can make it to a third or fourth date, quite often you can make it to about 6 months. And that's when we're past the, and obviously these are kind of generalized rules, but then we get to the point of saying, okay, this person's fun enough to be with. There's enough energy or sexual energy or whatever it is that it's worth going a little bit forward. And then we get to kind of stage two. Well, I guess stage one is, is there anything here? And by about the third date, we know that there is or there isn't. And then if we can make it the third or fourth date, then we're sort of saying, well, all right, this is kind of fun, and we have stuff to talk about. And then we get somewhere 6 to 9 to 12 months of, is this person a keeper? They're fun to be with, but are they just a placeholder, or are they just someone to kind of spend some time with? Are they a rebound relationship, yada, yada? And it sounds to me that there may have been the combination of her having a lot of time on her hands and you having none, whatever the issues were about her lack of commitment to you, and you're feeling a little bit abrasive about that, and then going away with her parents, who sounds like they may not have been fans. And so all those things together may have just pushed her to make the decision that says, you know, Christopher, I like you, but there's just really no future here. Now, do I think the way that she did it has any class to it whatsoever? Well, it's better than just disappearing, but it certainly is some explanation of saying, I mean, look, you spent a year of your lives with each other, and saying, Christopher, you know, I really like you, but I just, I've met someone else, or I need some time off, or I just think we have no place to go, or our sex life has gotten boring, or whatever it is, I think is better. But people tend to be somewhat cowardly about breaking up. It's not necessarily, they'll say they don't want to hurt your feelings. What they're afraid of is the retaliation to a certain extent. But it sounds like, if as you talk with me about it, there's enough going on here. It also sounds to me that she's back, yes?
She must be back, yeah. I haven't talked to her since
the question
email,
is,
but...
All right, when did you get the email? How long ago?
I got it maybe 8 to 10 days ago.
Okay. What do you want at this moment?
I feel that she didn't she kind of made a lot of unfair judgments about me that aren't necessarily accurate and based
on
the breakup.
Can you give
me
a couple of examples of that?
For instance, I think that her parents are very, very, very materialistic. I mean, Philistine in nature. And they don't appreciate my background, my education, my intellectualism. And she was kind of in between, and I thought it was on my side. And, she could see, kind of create a new interdependence with me and see everything I could teach her that she wouldn't get from her parents. We could all kind of learn from each other. And
But Christopher, to a certain extent, that's kind of what I said to you, is that I thought the combination of her having a lot of time and you having none, you're kind of discomfort about the fact that she had not prioritized you, and number three, that she was going with her parents, who sounds like they were not fans. And it may have been,
yeah,
Christopher, as much as anything else, they took her on a fancy vacation and said, he'll never be able to do this for you. And I think blaming her parents is an easy scapegoat. But for heaven's sake, she's 31 years old. I mean, so I think blaming her parents is comforting but irrelevant. I mean, first of all, if she's that much under control of her parents, you got a problem, Houston. And so this is her decision, not theirs, and they may have influenced her.
Yeah, I do agree. It's her decision.
But Christopher, when I say, hear me. That what I'm saying is,
okay,
we can't undo the email. We can't undo the last 13 months. I'm saying, what do you want here? Do you have any? I know that there's a part of you. We talked about this yesterday about unfinished business. That there's always the relationships where there's not a clear sense of, all right, here's where we are, that bug us the most. And we know that psychologically, that we long for some sense of closure, even when it's not completely possible and not all that comforting. But it's better than nothing. And what I'm saying to you is, do you have any interest? If we're up to you, would you be back with this woman, knowing who she is?
If she wasn't going to appreciate me for who I am, then I wouldn't want to be back with her.
Well, but I think honey, to a certain extent, and I'm not trying to hurt your feelings because I'm sure they're already a little bit battered, that, I mean, by definition, that's what she's saying. And I think that her way of doing it on one level is very cowardly and maximally hurtful, except on another level, I think another way of looking at it, which is not to give her a whole lot of credit, but to say that she really does feel torn, that to a certain extent she is torn between you and your lifestyle and your personality and her parents and their lifestyle and what they want for her. And the fact that she did this in a very preemptive way before she left with them, I think says that. Now, she always has the option, presumably, which I don't want you to keep that hope unnecessarily alive and painful for you, that she can at some point revisit her value system. But for right now, I think that's exactly what she's saying. She's saying it's not that I don't love you, or not that I don't, but given a choice between your intellectualism and relative poverty and my parents' sort of anti-intellectualism but more luxurious lifestyle, I opt for them. So by definition, it's not devaluing you per se, but it's saying in the competition you lose. And to a certain extent, if you're saying, well, you know, but I can explain to her why what I offer is better, you don't want to do that. I mean, she knows. She spent a year and a half, or she spent a year with you, so she knows that. And to a certain extent, I guess if I were in your shoes, I would feel some mild comfort, because it doesn't sound to me that she actually had the courage to say this to you. But I think you know, and it sounds to me that I know as well, and her parents know, and she knows, that that's really what, and you know, I mean, you knew that. That was the dividing line of, honey, I will never be rich, but I can, you know, I'll introduce you to the world of music or flowers or culture, and we'll never have what your father has, but we'll be okay. And she said, nope, that's not, you know, I want what dad has. So, look, if you're going to get dumped for something, get dumped for something real, and this sounds to me real. Again, I'm not crazy about her lack of articulation, that you and I have to do the work that she should have done. But, you know, that cowardice is cowardice, so what are you going to do? But I think what I would do at this moment is understand that she, in fact, is a difficult decision for her. And I think you should take some pride in that and some comfort in that. But she, in fact, made her decision.
Okay?
And it's
so
not that she misinterpreted. She interpreted completely correctly. She just didn't share that interpretation with you. All right, let me put you on hold and come back to the how do I in just one moment, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. We'll be back right back with Christopher and then Sandy.
Call Dr. Joy.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, great idea. 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking with Christopher, whose girlfriend of 13 months sent him an email. What did specifically, it just said, don't call me, we're done? Did it have any more details than that?
I mean, it was about a page long, and that, you know, as you sensed, you know, she was worried that I'd have an adverse reaction to it, and that she's not happy with the relationship. She felt that she used to think we had a lot of stuff in common. She doesn't think that anymore, and, you know, she's made her decision, and please, you know, she doesn't want me to contact her ever again.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right, so you had a question you wanted to ask me.
So what is an appropriate response?
I wouldn't respond.
What should I do?
I wouldn't respond.
Still respond at all?
No, I wouldn't. Because realistically, she's made her decision. You're saying if that was the decision she made, I'm done. So what I would do is use the time. Obviously, I don't want you sort of launching yourself into another relationship right now, because you need to find your sea legs and spend a lot of time with friends, and hopefully a lot of time with friends not talking about her very much, because it'll just keep it alive and well, or alive and unwell. But take an adult education class, learn pottery, spend some time at work. Just keep yourself busy. Join a bowling league or something. And she may or may not get back in touch with you at some point, and you may or may not want to get in touch with her. But look, breakups always suck. They really do. They're just not much fun at all. And some people are better at them than others. And she's clearly not very good at it. But this is not, if you look at it carefully, I mean, whenever someone says to me this, you know, they came out of the blue, came out of nowhere, I always say either they are either terrifically good actors, psychotic, or you weren't paying much attention. And obviously, I base my assumptions on mostly number three, is that you knew. And the fact is, what happened is that this was kind of, as long as you were there, and there was that kind of intimacy, not only sexual, but emotional intimacy and geographical proximity, then whatever appeal that the two of you have for each other was alive and well. But with some distance, I think that if you think about it, if you're 34 years old, you've had this experience probably at least once or twice before, of as long as somebody's around, they're perfectly fine. It's not that... Someone said this to me once, and it was very hurtful at the time, but very useful in retrospect. I said to him at some point, we'd been together for a while, and I said, the girl thing, I said, well, where are you in this? And he said, when I'm with you, I have no desire to be with anybody else. I enjoy your company. I think you're terrific. And when you're not with me, I don't think about you at all. And, I mean, it was brutal at the time, but it was very easy for me at that moment to do exactly what I did, which is say, gee, thanks, goodbye, because he was honest. And, I had sensed that there was a disconnect there that just was not going to work, not only for the long term, but even for the short term. And I was just delighted, although delight may be the wrong word, I was glad that he was able to articulate exactly what the case was. So I didn't have to, there didn't have to be any tears or recriminations or how come you're not going to do this or why don't you ever call me? Didn't have to do any of that. He was very clear that I was a placeholder, and that I think there are times in our life where being a placeholder is fine, and times in our life where it's not so fine, and it really depends on, and I think all of us have hung out with people that we knew on some level were not keepers. We just knew it. And either we refused to acknowledge it, or we let ourselves pretend that maybe it was. But and when you look back on it, you can see that there were all sorts of warning signs. I mean, even in your case, not knowing very much about this relationship, is that when, you know, that she, you felt that she spent more time with her friends and her family than she did with you, that she was not... that your rhythms were different, that you would work very hard during the day at a time where she had a lot of time on her hands, so she wanted to go play and you wanted to rest. I mean, those are major indicators, and both of you, because of whatever appeal the two of you had for each other, just chose to overlook them. But they're not really overlookable phenomenon. And so what I would do at this moment, get yourself a notebook, write down all the things you liked about the relationship and all the things that didn't work in the relationship, because you're 34 years old. There's going to be other relationships, and what you want to do is learn from this one, because as long as you learn something, it's not, you know, the pain will ebb over time, because, and there are things to be learned here, but in terms of this, I wouldn't do anything. I just let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Okay. And even if it would it be completely inappropriate to send one response letter, or is that
what are you going
to
say? You're going to make your case? Why? I mean, it's... She already knows. I'll tell you what. Write the letter that you would send. And then either call me and read it to me, and I'll tell you absolutely not to send it. Or write the letter that you want to send and look at it, and you'll hear me in your ears saying, what's the point here? What are you doing here?
Yeah. All right. So then I'll
be okay. Yeah, it's okay to write it. Just don't send it. And if you want me to, I'll go over it with you. But the likelihood of my saying, sure, that's a great idea. Because those letters are always self-serving. They're always saying, but I'm such a good person. How can you leave me? How can you dump me? And the answer is, it has nothing to do with being a good person. Perfectly good people get dumped all the time. And perfectly good people dump other people all the time. The question is not, do you get dumped? The question is, what do you learn from it, number one? And number two, what kind of class can you bring to a situation so you're hurting people as little as possible? All right, write the letter. Okay. Call me up about it, all right? Sandy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, my husband has lent his sister $30,000 because she was delayed on her house payments and she wanted to get out from under the house. And now the house is sold and she's getting ready to repay it. And my husband told me last night that he thinks we should just forgive the $30,000 and I disagree mainly because his sister has always overspent. The kids have always had the latest in all the gadgets. And
well, but Sandy, you know, wait a minute. Let me back you up a little bit. A couple things.
Okay.
First of all, you have to remember this is his family, not yours. All right, number one. Number two, she's offering to pay back the money. So whether she overspends or not, she's offering to pay back the money. Number three, that judging somebody else's lifestyle is pointless. And you're gonna get an argument with your husband over nothing. Because you can't win it. So, I mean, okay. I would leave this. I mean, I don't know. Presumably, the two of you have enough money to loan her $30,000. And the repayment. Okay, well, that's a good thing. You're not going to change her lifestyle, nor is it up to you to judge it. Number three, as I point out, this is his family. However, one of the possibilities is whispering in your husband's ear without being a stinker about it, of look, she got in trouble once, you bailed her out, and why don't we, if she pays the money back, put it in a bank account where it's getting some interest, and the next time she gets into trouble, we can draw it down from that account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Doctor.
Okay, kiddo. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-326-9048. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is
so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-326-9048. 800-326-9048. That's 800-326-9048.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Ron. What's on your mind?
Well, I am in a dating rut, so to speak. I end up with women with a lot of baggage.
And it's not carry-on, huh? All right, so...
I love kids, but that's the least of my problems.
All right, Ron, how old are you?
I'm 40 years old.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
Yes, I have. Divorced.
How long were you married?
I was married actually together for 3, separated for 7.
So you're married for 3 years? How long have you been divorced?
Well, I've been divorced since early 90s.
Early 90s.
Well, the separation carried on until right before this Persian Gulf War, right before the major deployment happened.
And when was 9/11, that?
About 9/11.
You mean 2001?
About that time, yeah.
All right, so you've been divorced for 8 years. 7 years. Okay. How old are you? You told me you're 40. Do you have children?
Right. No, that's what I'm striving to accomplish.
So you're looking to find someone with whom to have children or somebody who already has children?
Either or. To build on whether they have children or don't have children.
Okay. What kind of woman are you looking for?
I'm trying to look for a woman that is independent, self-accomplished. I've always dated women that have always been really smart.
Okay.
I traveled the world before the age of 26 through the military. I retired last year.
What kind of work are you? Do you have now?
Right now, I'm a truck driver, but that's subject to change. I just did this to basically fill a gap, so to speak, to buy a house.
Are you a long distance truck driver or short term?
I am, but I'm also looking for a job that's be relatively home every weekend.
Yeah, because I think you're going to have a hard time dating if you're a long distance truck driver because you're never going to be there. And that's hard enough once you're in a relationship, but I think it's almost impossible to start a relationship that way. So that's going to create a problem for you. What's your highest level of education?
Technical school, heating, air conditioning, truck driving.
Okay.
I got some experience through the military, self courses through them, leadership courses.
Okay, what age woman are you looking for?
Between the ages of 28 to 40.
Okay, and what are you doing, internet dating?
I tried that, yeah. I get some responses, hit and miss. I'm the type of guy that you hear your girlfriend say, "Where's my Prince Charming?" Right. Well, I'm the Prince Charming staring them in the face. And
well, but you got some problems, Prince. First of all, you're not around.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're not really focused on what you're doing for your life. And third of all, it's not clear whether you're looking for a princess or a whole bunch of little, you know, little esquires and barons and, you know, rugrats. So, what I would do is I think you're going to have to get situated someplace. It's going to be very hard for you to date when you're never someplace. And then in addition, I think internet dating is a perfectly good thing to do. But I also think you need to be out around people. You need to join, for example, take some dance courses, which is a great... If I were a man looking for a woman, that's the first thing I'd start. I'd join a gym because there's, you know, truth in advertising. All those women running around in their little spandex, you see exactly what you're going to get. And gyms are relatively friendly, and you get a workout as well, and it's a non-threatening way to buy somebody a smoothie. And I would also take dance lessons, because the number of women at the dance lessons as opposed to men are much greater, and you get to dance, you change partners, you learn to dance, which is a very positive social skill. You get to be around a woman and hold her without it being suggestive. There's no alcohol. It's bright enough lights. It's not very expensive, and that's what I would do rather than going to singles groups per se. But I think, Ron, you're going to have to get situated. It sounds the problem about you right now is that you're kind of betwixt and between. You don't really have a base of operation. You don't really have a job that you like. You don't really have a focus. And I think that's going to create some problems for you, because a woman who has all of those is going to think, what do I do with this guy? He's never around. He's not around to meet my mom. He's not around to take me out. And I think if you're dating smart, independent women, and you're being kind of a guy who doesn't have a base of operation, doesn't have a job that he really likes, that's going to be a problem. And so what you're going to attract is women who are in the same level of sort of discombobulation that you are. And two discombobulations do not make a solid relationship. So I think for women...
No. I agree with you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. What I want you to do is in the next, you know, next couple of months, see if you can get situated someplace, even if you're a daytime truck driver. Because if you really want a relationship, you're going to have to get the basics in. You're going to have, look, dating is high-risk behavior. It's kind of the Wimbledon of social relationships. And right now, you're kind of, your life is too unsettled. And so you're going to attract unsettled people, and that's not going to work. So for right now, I would worry less about dating. Focus on getting yourself a job that you really like and a place to live and a base of operation. And then we'll start the foray into the dating world. And I promise I'll help you with it. I'll help you write the personal ad. I'll help you figure out how to do it. But for right now, I think you're too discombobulated, and that's what you're going to attract.
I heard your show's going through the state because I was driving through, and I thought, wow, what an opportunity.
Well, great. I hope you still feel that way. Sit down and figure out, you know, what the next step is, not so much in dating, but in finding Ron as kind of a guy who's stable, who's got a safe place to stand, and then I'll help you with the dating. All right? We'll figure out how to do it. Because, I mean, look, you're 40. You've got a little jingle in your jeans. You've got a lot of your work behind you. You're willing to be a little open about kids or not kids. But we need to view, a woman needs to view you as a stable guy, not as somebody who's, you know, going to be around occasionally. Because then you're going to attract lunatics. Yeah, you know, I suppose if I were going to be really venal, I could suggest that you get a copy of Dating for Dummies. I know, I hate the title, too. When they came to me and said, we want you to write a book about dating, I said, oh, great, except I'm not sure it's a book. It's probably a pamphlet. And 462 pages later, which is only covers the first 6 months of dating, I said, I don't want to call it Dating for Dummies because it's, you know, it's not my approach to my callers or my listeners or my clients. It's, they're not dummies. And they said, well, that's what it's called. So I was the first touchy-feely book they had because the Dummy series was originally for computers. That's, you know, it was Word for Dummies and I don't know, Intel, whatever they were. There were manuals on how to work your computer. And I was the first foray into the touchy-feely. Now they're everything. I mean, there's kite flying for dummies and golf for dummies and sailing for dummies. And they're probably Twitter for dummies. I don't know. There's everything for dummies. But the point being that it's very hard to date until you know who you are and what you want. And the idea of I just don't want to be alone doesn't really work very well. And you hear me all the time say that the country western philosophy of dating, which is I want you, I need you, I love you, is two-thirds right. Wanting somebody is fine. That's kind of lust. I love you. I mean, what's better than love? I mean, it's great. Need, problem, because... If you need somebody, and there one of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to fulfill your needs, at which point that the relationship may or may not work because you're not needy anymore. And so they may have only been attracted to you because you were needy and they had something to provide, and now they don't anymore. Or you may view them as less valuable because whatever it was that you felt was missing in your life is now there, and you may sort of either be grateful to them or view them as, okay, that one's done, let's move on to the next. So either way, need good short-term basis for relationship usually doesn't hold up in the long term. And dependency doesn't really work very well. Even if both of you sort of don't get to the point where your needs are being met, if they're not being met, you're gonna move on. And if they are being met, the question is, are you going to move on or not? Is the other person going to feel claustrophobic or not? Is the other person going to feel useful or not if you no longer needy? So it's just a very unstable basis on which to base a long-term relationship, even though it works beautifully at the beginning. And you can pick any example you want. You can say, I don't have enough payment to pay the rent, or I need some help raising my kid, or I haven't had sex for a long time, or I need somebody to cook for me. I mean, you can pick any behavior you want and see how well it's going to work for the short term and how disastrous it will be for the long term. So decide that you are okay by yourself and start with friendship rather than trying to find the love of your life. Find Mr. or Ms. Right now as opposed to Mr. or Mrs. Right. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs, which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3756-9. Folks, if you have, if you get the nerve up to call, understand, it may take a minute or two to get on, and Manny will ask you what your question is, but we'll put you on. And we've had our rabies shot, so we're not biting people this week. All right, how about in the time remaining, how about if we do an email since we haven't done one for a couple of days? Have we? I don't think we have.
No,
we were going
haven't.
To. Yeah, let's do an email.
We got an email from Lillian in New Hampshire. She says, my daughter, who is 41, has two little boys, 4 and 2. The 2-year-old has a really bad temper. He will scream, hit his brother, stamp his feet, kick. My daughter had a period of depression, which has surfaced several times, which her doctor said was a chemical imbalance. And at one time was on a low dose of Paxil. She stopped taking it because she has no health insurance and couldn't afford it. The two-year-old has now discovered how to get out of his crib and screams to let out of his room. There is a gate. Continuing for over an hour, he wrecked the room, throwing everything around, diapers, wipes, even got into the diaper genie, all the while screaming to be let out. My daughter can't stand when they cry and stresses out and cries over it, so inevitably she'll go and get him. My advice to her was to let him scream and to take all these items out of the room. He has to eventually learn that he has to go to bed, but it might take a week of this before he gives in. She hasn't slept for days and gets migraines. I fear she is at her wit's end. She is alone most of the time. Her husband works and has a nighttime job as well as three evenings a week. I might add that when he's home before the boys go to bed, he roughhouses with them, getting them all worked up and excited. He doesn't listen to her when she asks him not to, but to read to them or spend quiet time. And when I mentioned it at my house while he was roughhousing with them, he just ignored me. Not that it's my business, but he thinks that is what dads do, especially with boys. What do you think, Dr. Joy? What can she do with the little one? I worry about her mental well-being and the boy's attitudes. The oldest is quite smart, but tunes his mother out.
Okay. Well, we've got a whole bunch of stuff here. Let's go through one at a time. First of all, you need to talk with your physician because the drug companies, basically, you may be put on a generic. I don't know if Paxil is still under copyright or not, but there are a lot of programs under Obamacare and other situations where you can get your medication. So if you need your medication, you talk with your doctor about not just taking yourself off the medication, number one. Number two, there's a marital problem here as well as a parenting problem in that the dad can certainly play with the kids, but not just before bedtime because unless he's willing to be there and put them to bed. And if he's going to roughhouse with the kids on nights where he's not working, Then if I were you, I'd tell your daughter to come over to your house, and I don't know how far away you live, or to go to a movie or whatever, and let him deal with the fallout from it. And they may respond very differently to him than to you anyway. So, but you're right. Roughhousing with kids before they go to bed is just getting them all riled up, which is going to make it much harder for them to be calm and go to sleep. And you can tell them I said so. I don't know how close you live, but maybe giving them a night out where they can go out together and you take care of the kids and you explain to your grandson that Grammy will come and read you a story, and if you go right to sleep with your nightlight on, then you get a gold star on your forehead and you get to go to McDonald's, or you get to go pick out a present or whatever, so that maybe you can kind of help the child understand a different way of behaving. I think you're basically right that the kid needs to learn that otherwise what she's teaching him is yell for an hour, throw stuff around, and then mom will come and get you. And an hour for a kid is nothing. I mean, they don't care. They don't have any time constraints whatsoever, and time has no value to them. But I'm probably most concerned not about the two-year-old having a hissy fit, but about dad completely ignoring mom and mom's concerns and being willing. And she may want to say, look, I know that you really like roughhousing with the kids, and leave him with the kids on the weekend, on Saturday or Sunday, and let him play with the kids. Because certainly I think it's appropriate for dad to play with the kids, but not just before bedtime. And I think the fact that he just kind of ignores her is troublesome in and of itself. The Paxil issue, I think, needs to be addressed. I think part of what I would do if I were in your shoes is suggest to your daughter that she comes and stays with you for a couple of days and let him take care of the kids. And I remember when I was, when my daughter was first born, and her father came home and said, well, how is she today? I said, oh, she was really snotty. And she's at the time was maybe 3 or 4 months old. And he looked at me like I had just lost my mind. And then within a very short period of time, we were all on vacation together. And he saw that the kids have moods, just, you know, even young kids. And they can have off days and they can be demanding and whatever. But for him to experience it firsthand was very different than him looking at it through my eyes. So I think Dad needs to have some more one-on-one time with kids, and the result of his roughhousing with the kids. Let him take care of the kids at night, or let him take care of the kids for the weekend, so he understands that that kids have moods and that there are different ways of tuning into the moods and not. So, I mean, the problem is, you know, what I would probably do is take your son-in-law out for coffee by himself and say, look, you're a great dad, and I know you love the kids, but understand that if you read any child psychology book, they say don't get the kids all crazy before they go to bed because it's very hard for them. It's hard for everybody, but it's particularly hard for small children to make the transition from daylight and behavior into going to sleep. And you've got both of the kids, but in particular, the younger child has a very difficult time ramping down, and he feels he's missing something. The other thing to be careful about is putting the kids to bed at the same time. Because if the two-year-old feels everybody else is having a great time, that they're out doing wonderful things, he's going to raise much more of a ruckus than if both kids go to bed at the same time. And if mom and dad are watching television, do it someplace other where the kid can't see it. So don't go from everybody sitting around watching television to then dumping the kids in their room, because what they'll feel is they're missing something. Go in the bedroom and read. As I said, I actually am not particularly in favor of locking kids in, although it sounds to me that the gate may make some sense at this particular moment, but I am a fan of locking parents in. And I think you're just going to have to get your daughter some Bose headphones that are noise canceling, or get her some sort of iPod or something so she can go. Part of it is that we have to learn how to deal with our children, and our children are going to figure out very quickly the things that make us craziest. So it's really important that she not present herself as somebody who is weak to her children, because as you point out, the younger kid may be okay with it. The older kid will just sort of start dismissing mom. So a lot of information. If you need to call me or she needs to call me, you know the phone number, 855-99-DR-JOY. In the meantime, talk to your son-in-law, not lecturing him, but just say, hey, listen, what if you tried this for a week and see what happens? And if you do that, I'll babysit for the kids on Saturday and my treat for dinner. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.